Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go. It's time for us to review the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 23rd to the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my very good friend and colleague, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of said magazine, Talkers at Talkers.com. Every week you can see the stories posted there and the people list. There are 10 on each of the lists. The people at Talkers work tirelessly all week long, every week. Hardly get any sleep at all going through the list of radio stations, listening to the topics and the sport, the sports stuff. But we actually haven't done, because of this year being as wild as it has been, often had been over the last few years, sports talk radio items in the list, but
talk items on news talk radio.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It doesn't mean they're not talking about sports. It's just that there's so many other topics that we don't want to just water it down. We don't do it for the sake of doing it, But interestingly, in this year 2020, sports has played a role in economics and culture and health. So there's been a lot of talk about sports, but in a different way. You know, the economy of sports, the way sports have been played without audiences and crowds. It's been an interesting. This has just been probably. I hate the word interesting because it's an uninteresting word, but it's apt. It's probably been the most interesting year since you and I have been doing this, and we've been doing it for most of the history of modern radio.
27 years we've, I think, been doing this off and on. Oh, my God. Here we go. The old-timers are getting together again.
Yes, and it's not as good as it was in the old days. It stinks. Everything is bad today.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff and a lot of stuff that isn't so good when you get right down to brass tacks. Yeah. So let's go through the list of the stories, Michael, if you would, please. You have been in charge.
It was a tricky week for us because in some ways it was a shortened week, but there's no such thing as a shortened week. So here we go. At number 10, climate change. At number 9, race relations and police reform. At number 8, foreign affairs and U.S.-China relations. At number 7, the conservative cable news talk TV wars. At number 6, the education crisis and school closings. At number 5, the economy, shutdowns, stock market soars, food lines across USA. We have a record-breaking stock market and we have food lines at the same time. Figure that one out. It is the core of our economic problem.
Contrast in reality.
Yeah. At number 4, post-election 2020 politics, the Georgia runoffs, and the Supreme Court of the United States COVID-19 religious groups ruling that just took place. At number 3, Biden begins organizing a new administration. At number 2, Trump still refuses to concede the election, and Trump pardons Michael Flynn. And at number 1, the real story, COVID-19, stats and projections, vaccines, and add to that list Thanksgiving travel and gatherings. Mm. And that's the subject chart. Now, the people chart, we'll go through it quick. At number 10, all of them, the justices of the Supreme Court, have been talked about. Kamala Harris at number 9, not just her, but who's going to replace her in California. At number 8, Andrew Cuomo and Barack Obama. Rudy Giuliani's hanging in there at number 7. At number 6, the batch of guys and gals running for office in the runoffs in Georgia, the center of the political world, Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock, David Perdue, and John Ossoff. Nancy Pelosi's at 5, Mitch McConnell's at 4, Michael Flynn is at 3, Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump still reigns at number 1 as the POTUS, the President of the United States.
Soon it'll be POTUS passed.
I'm the President of the United States. Don't talk to me or any president like this. You're a lightweight.
Yeah, that is what he said to one reporter.
He called him a lightweight. Reminds me of my days back in the record business.
You're a lightweight. You're a heavyweight.
Yeah, because he can't come up with anything substantive because he didn't have that big a vocabulary. So
you're a lightweight. You're a loser.
Take a shot. You're a loser. You're never a loser when you wear a mezuzah. Isn't that? Do you remember that old expression?
No.
That was
let it go.
Anyway, the happy Thanksgiving, by the way. It's Thanksgiving weekend, in which,
yeah,
or on which we are here prepared to talk about the big issues of the week, as usual, as disseminated by the folks at Talkers or talk radio shows, news talk radio stations around the country. I had as a companion piece to this hour that you and I do. I have the DJ Veers, the folks on the Monday through Friday show that I do in the morning. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Usually Jennifer and Victoria are on with me. We go through the story list and the people list.
Yep.
And then, you know, it adds an ancillary conversational item or two to our repertoire. But this week I had John Harper on because Jennifer's off. John Harper runs WMEL. You know him from the Space Coast. He was traveling to visit his daughter this week in Atlanta. And he said to us on the air, he couldn't believe the number of ads as he listened to radio stations going up through Georgia on, what is that, 75? I
think, oh, yeah, for the politics.
Oh, my God. You talk about a bonanza for radio with these ads. Every single
television
spot set.
Billions of dollars are being spent in Georgia on this. Well, look at the way the moon and the stars lined up. Mm-hmm. The future of the United States Senate for the next 2 years hangs in the balance of what happens in this runoff. Two runoff elections, one state. And it could be 50-50. It could be 51-49. It's amazing.
Well, you know, the things, when people are asking the Biden folks about who they're going to put in, like the progressives all say, we want Warren to be in the thing, and then Bernie. That's not going to happen because they come from two states that are run by governors that are Republicans. So if they go, you can be sure there'll be two more Republicans that go right in there. At least somebody was smart enough to think about that in terms of whatever. I don't know how you define smart.
That's probably the underlying reason why they're not going into the cabinet. But the other reason is that Biden is not going to go as progressive as some people have feared. Anybody who thought that is naive. Biden is a pragmatic centrist, and he's going to continue.
I love that term. Wait a minute. Let me write this down. I've not heard that term before. A pragmatic... Hold on. I'm going to describe myself this way myself. Pragmatic centrist.
Yeah.
All right. Good. I like that. Thank you very much. Pragmatic centrist. Yeah. Okay. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the vaccine availability is something we should talk about because it looks like, I've been told by several of my friends who are doctors, they will have their shots on the first of two shots on December 11th. The FDA apparently is going to put the final stamp of approval on it the 10th of December. Nobody knows if they know they're going to do it on the 10th. Why do they do it today? What are they holding out a couple of weeks for? But anyway, the first shots will be available. And then after that group of people gets their second shot, because this is requiring two shots, then we'll be in line. You and I, because of our age, will be in line for the second shot. I'm told I'll get my shot, first shot, probably sometime early, mid-January.
Is that when they're going to give it to people over 90?
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Wait a minute. Or I'm going to...
I knew you were going to do that.
Got a new little toy in my studio.
Oh, God. Right. Doug discovers reverb.
Right.
Where did you pull that one out of the air? I mean, do you actually have bells and whistles next to you? I'll be darned.
Yes, I do. Several different. Actually, if you really want to know the thing, all kinds of bells.
Oh, my, oh, my.
It's a big time radio studio with all kinds of sound effects.
That's funny. I can't believe that you're doing that.
I got a lot of stupid stuff here that I never use.
Well, you should use it.
I probably not on the countdown. I might use another one.
Oh, I walk around with the Michael Harrison band. If they follow me where I go, and every once in a while I call upon them, and they.
A member of a famous rock band.
I am a member of a famous rock band.
You're supposed to have that stuff.
Yeah, but the Michael Harrison marching band sounds great. For example. I can make any kind of sound. I can't believe that you... Is that on your new toy? Is that on your new toy?
Wait, come on. You got to get back in business here. This
now, where did you get that?
I
want to do
all
it, too.
Of stuff here. You do? Really?
I used to love
Christmas
guys going, the screaming DJs.
Uh-huh.
You... You're shocking me.
Really? Oh, you know me better than that. I have all kinds of silly stuff that I never use anymore because we're serious. This is serious business here.
I don't believe it. I am now going to. I'm going to devote the rest of my time in radio to being ridiculous.
Okay, why not? I think we should all be a little more. You know what? We've been too damn serious. The world is full of too much serious.
I want to congratulate you for having the restraint not to use all of those sounds at your command.
No, I don't use them at all anymore. We're always into this stuff, and I'm upset about not being able to use them.
And here I'm trying to impress you with the Michael Harrison marching band, and you've got 25 marching bands. I can't believe it.
And I have a big voice now because of the reverb unit. But My Pillow, how about when I do it for My Pillow commercial? You want me to?
It sounds like it's coming from heaven.
I know, right, exactly. Well, it is.
This is God. You should use My Pillow.
My Pillow is offering right now premium pillows, all the biggies, the standard, the queen, and the king, at $40 off the regular price. These things are priced around $70 usually. Now you get them for around $30. Big deal, big time. Now is the time, in fact, for you to buy, not only to get the lowest price of the year, every year at this time since I've been associated with MyPillow, which has been the last 3 or 4 years, they have done this same sort of thing, sort of rewarding those people who are good customers or bringing in new good customers. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. You'll take advantage of the only pillow that's manufactured in America. You can wash it. You can dry it. Keep fluffing them up. They are great, great, great. And they're available now at 1/3 the normal price. How about that, boys and girls?
Wow.
Go to MyPillow.com. What about that, Michael? Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here on the edge of my chair.
I know you are. Well, let me put an end to that.
I'm sitting here at the edge of my bed.
Yeah. Right. With a My Pillow wrapped right around. He's holding him tightly. You have until March 1st. The guarantee's been extended to March 1st. Instead of 60 days, as normally it is, it's now March 1st. You have until then, once you buy them, to decide whether you like them or you don't like them. That goes for any product they have. Okay? My Pillow. Premium pillows on sale now at 1/3 the normal price. Use the DJV code at checkout, the promo code DJV, for all the savings. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
The Black Friday sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us to move back into the fold here, get away from our silly stuff, and get back to the serious business of going through the stories in the People List at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list, as I said, with Talkers TV and Talkers Radio, also at Talkers.com. A lot of information for those of you who love the format. This is the kind of a week where there are a lot of new voices. Vacation week, a lot of the bigger stars. I'm not smart enough to do that, I guess. I was on the air live on Thanksgiving, as I normally have been over the years on all of the holidays. My staff, however, has said that we need Christmas and New Year's off this year, so we won't do it live then. That's one of the interesting things about doing one of these radio shows. Sometimes, maybe you can give us an insight, because people love it when you talk about the inside workings of the business. So a host is gone on vacation, and sometimes they put a substitute in. Sometimes they play the best of. How does that work? How are those decisions made? You want to clue us in on that?
How are they made? They're made individually at the station. They're made individually by the management. Sometimes they're made
What goes into making a decision? Do we keep Sean Hannity reruns on, or do we put somebody in the sub?
Deep thought.
Really?
They sit around for weeks sometimes. I'm sure. Debating it. No, I don't know. It's an age old thing in radio. Radio is one of those businesses where the show must go on. It's not like a store. You know, when I was a kid, I worked at a movie theater while I was in high school, and that was another business. You worked holidays, you worked nights, you were, you know, certain businesses.
Right. Exactly.
And nowadays with syndication, and nowadays with a lot of automation, it's easier to run a radio station. Back in the day, they were 24/7. Every shift was live.
Yep.
You had six full-time DJs on a station.
Four-hour shifts. Even on the big stations, you find three live
people. So it's a lot easier today with delayed broadcast and all of that. But during that, you know, people are human beings, and also listening habits change.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is very much a business where it's in a tempo with the times and the local area, you know, morning drive time, afternoon drive time, people getting up. On a holiday, maybe they're not getting up and going in the car. So there's a whole different pace to life. And really smart radio, really good programmed radio, is very tuned into the pace of life in its time, in its place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all part of how it goes, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of good radio, I want to welcome KQDI, which is an AM and FM signal in Great Falls, Montana. This is the first weekend of them being on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So hello, hello.
Nice to have you on board there.
Imagine this episode is the first one they're hearing? They're going to think we're a bunch of yahoos.
With all of our silly stuff there.
Oh,
we're
going to
let our hair hang
down.
We're
not like this. We assure you, Great Falls, Montana. We're not like this.
There is a COVID story that I like to think is the highlight of the week when it comes to all the sadness. There was a couple in, where these people were, they're somewhere in upstate New York, I think. They'd been married for 76 years.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
The husband, Carmen, and the wife, Mary Siciliano. No, they were from Chicago, excuse me. Carmen and Mary Siciliano were married 76 years. They tested positive last month. Carmen died the other day. And his wife was there. Imagine being married to somebody for 76 years, stayed with him. She almost died. And everybody thought, the children thought she was going to die too, and she's apparently turned around a little bit. Because she's 96 years old, and the son and the daughter really kind of, it's, you know, those stories, we've been affected so much by this, and you hear these stories and they seem so sad. But then think about it. They were married happily for 76 years. Isn't that the story?
Well, that's certainly the bright side of the story.
Yeah, right. But they were separated and now by the COVID reality. And I wanted to tip my hat to that story and that family. Amen. 28 after the hour, we continue with our Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A recount in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin has added 132 votes to the total for President-elect Joe Biden. The director of the Milwaukee County Elections Commission, Julietta Henry, thanked staff.
They were extremely, extremely dedicated to this process. And I'm proud, even with the number of individuals that came through this room these last 6 days, we had over 3,600 visitors, including our inspectors as well as observers.
The results came in late Friday, 1 week after the recount of nearly 460,000 ballots began. Joe Biden now holds a 20,000-vote lead in Wisconsin. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on a week where it crossed 30,000 for the first time ever closed at 29,900. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at record highs in a shortened day of Black Friday trading. USA Radio News. Firing squads and poisonous gas could be used in future U.S. executions. The Justice Department has amended its execution protocols. The amended rule allows the U.S. government to conduct executions by lethal injection or use any other manner prescribed by the law of the state in which the sentence was imposed. Federal executions were restarted this year by Attorney General William Barr after a 17-year hiatus. The rule goes into effect December 24th, with five executions pending just days before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. The United Kingdom is creating a watchdog to police big tech. Here's Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Moving back into our talk radio review, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the big stories and some side stories as well. The White House gift shop is holding a big Black Friday. This is true, by the way, if you didn't know. This big Black Friday sale. The website, the Gift House, several Trump-centric products are on a discount, 50% off. Our featured really? Products at the White House. Wow. How about that?
Those will be valuable someday.
Yeah. Oh, of course they will.
Look, I have a whole bunch of Trump stuff.
You know, that's a very interesting point. I don't know how many people realize that number of auctions that are being held and the amount of memorabilia. You and I, as former jocks, you're in a big group. You see all of these various things that come from the big groups that are put up. The crazy money that they get for a script for a TV show or the note liners for this album. I mean, $30,000, $300,000, $3 million. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just talking about regular merchandise. If you have a Trump doll or a puppet or something that talks, you know, or there are all kinds of, you know, they call them tchotchkes.
Do they have bobblehead?
Right, right.
Tchotchkes, yeah.
If you buy them and you don't open the box, you just put it away, keep it. You know, your kids will have something that will be worth, you know, anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars down the road.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, a lot of people used to collect campaign pins. Uh-huh. I like Ike, you know, Kennedy Johnson 60, things of that nature. And campaign pins go all the way back to the beginning of the 20th century.
I like Ike. I remember those.
I like Ike, you know. And for those who don't know who Ike is, we're talking about the guy that was married to Tina Turner.
And,
I liked him, even though history didn't make him look like a very good guy.
No, we were not talking about him at all. Ike was Eisenhower,
yeah.
President from 1953 to 1961 when JFK took over. You know, that's another thing. Talk radio did not do, and maybe it's because of all the distractions, but I remember, you know, sort of year in and year out, on November 22nd every year, there would be an acknowledgement of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Nothing was talked about this year.
No, zero.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah. Yeah, except for me. I'm the only one I think.
I did too. Yeah. I filled in on a radio station and brought it up, and people were like, "Whoa!" And,
Right. It's just we're so, and there's no historical perspective. Every once in a while, because you know when I do the DJV program, I have two younger women that are millennials, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keenan, and I bring up stuff they don't know what I'm talking about, whether it's movies. Whether it was something that came up this past week that I was astounded. They had no reference to it. It may have been a song or something. I don't even
really
know. Yeah. Huh. No reference to it whatsoever. Maybe it sounds the same. I don't know what a rumba is. Or I didn't. Do you know what a rumba is?
Oh, yeah. Rumba's a dance. It was part of, like, there were these Latin-flavored dances.
No.
Mambo,
it's a vacuum
rumba,
cleaner.
Cha-cha.
It's the rumba is a vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
Right.
I never heard of the Roomba. I've heard of Uber.
Right. Yeah.
I've heard of the Uber.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
I've never. Then there was this guy selling a vacuum cleaner that would suck your whole house down its tube. It was so powerful.
So powerful, right.
I forgot the name of it.
Yeah. So what does talk radio make of Trump pardoning Michael Flynn? He really didn't like him. And I'm expecting, aren't you, between now and when Trump saunters off to wherever he's going next, that there will be a ton of pardons. Can he pardon himself? And what are some of the hosts on talk stations saying about his ability to pardon himself?
Not a lot of people are talking about him pardoning himself, but a lot of people are utilizing the Michael Flynn case as a way to reopen the Mueller episode, mm-hmm. and point to it as the Russian hoax, and how bad the Democrats are for having tried to impeach Trump over a witch hunt. So that the Michael Flynn story this week has sparked that kind of conversation. But right now, in conservative talk media, both on radio and television, there's a little bit of infighting going on as to how to handle the various levels of positioning, I guess, on Trump. Should we move on? Should we focus on Biden? Should we focus on Trump? Is there a chance that Trump will yet prevail and that the election will turn?
So now Biden become public enemy number one? Does Trump become the most sought-after guest on some of the
It's going to take another 6 months for that to play out, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think that can accurately be answered. First of all, a lot has to do with how Trump's going to feel the day after he's no longer president and all of the levers of power are removed from his particular, you know, realm.
What do you think is going to happen?
I'm answering the question. The answer to the question is I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't think anybody does. The one thing I've learned during the Trump era is don't think you know what's going to happen, because it could go in a completely different direction. And we're still in that era. As a matter of fact, everything that's happened in the last 4 years is influencing what's going to happen in the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the world is not going to suddenly change on January 20th. But there will be a slow evolution, because there's nothing like the power of the now, you know.
Right.
He'll be the ex-president. And and all this talk about him running in 2024, well, it could happen. However, he's going to have lots of, shall we say, competition, which you're not hearing about yet, because people are being very careful, from young,
pretty
Republicans.
Right after the election, usually, though, that's the next sport. Okay, day after. Who's going to run next time? It becomes silly.
Yeah.
It's a silly sport. Yeah.
Well,
young Republicans, but who among the young Republicans really has... See, the thing that is in play here, I think, and I think we touched on this last week, the progressives are not going to get their way, because Biden, as you pointed out very accurately in the last half hour, is a pragmatic centrist. So you're not going to see a whole bunch of liberal, wild-eyed, crazy stuff going on. And as a result of that, AOC and that bunch are not going to be happy. So they're going to splinter off and start their own party because the Democrats, led by the DNC, that's the they produce everything. You're not going to get away with anything. That's why Bernie didn't make it, because the DNCers didn't want him to make it. So this bunch of people that want to have much more progressive, whatever that means.
Well, Bernie would have lost.
AOC would have lost big time.
Of course, Buttigieg would have lost. You know, Klobuchar would have lost.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris would have lost.
Yeah.
They all would have lost. But Trump had 10 million more votes than he had the last time. Trump did very well. He just didn't do well enough.
No. Right. So, and part of it was, you know, his own doing. If he were mild-mannered like Joe Biden and did the things that he did as president accomplished, he would have been easy in.
If he had just taken a little bit of advice from me, he would have been a shoo-in.
Yeah,
for and I say that half in jest and half seriously.
Exactly.
Much of his demise came at his own doing.
He's his own worst enemy, as they say. He really is, because a lot of the things I loved, a lot of things he did, frankly.
Well, that's part of the frustration that's being expressed in the GOP today in terms of talk media. Is, you know, how much of Trump should we blame on Trump, and how much? But in terms
of
this whole thing about election fraud, this is a major schism in terms of perception of reality and character, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And this thing has got to play itself out fast, because it is extremely destructive.
Yep. And how many of the hosts are buying into it? How many of you heard modified versus the day after the election? Now we're almost a month after the election.
Well,
is it dying down?
I hate to say what I'm about to say, but I have to say it because I try to be an honest person. How many hosts are buying into it because that's where their bread is buttered?
Sure, of course it is. That's the way it's been all along. Limbaugh didn't like Trump. At the beginning, are you kidding? He was not for Trump at all. I think he was a Ted Cruz, wasn't he? A Cruz guy?
Many of the most ardent Trump supporters on the right side.
Hannity was the only one who was with Trump from the beginning that I remember.
Hannity is pure. Hannity is a prince. You like him or you don't like his politics, but let me just say, Hannity is pure.
Very consistent. He's been right there, and he hasn't wavered a bit. The rest of these phonies, and that's just what they are. You listen to some of these characters, and they go on, oh, Trump this and Trump that. They're going to do whatever it is that gets them an audience. Sean didn't think about that. He thought about it. Trump was his friend.
And he didn't think about it. He just went straight ahead, and he's still doing it.
Yeah.
And that's why Hannity... It's very hard for me to judge Hannity, because I take the politics out of the equation with all of these guys, because that's my job.
Yeah.
And somebody has to do that. I'm probably the only one in the industry that plays that role, so I take it real seriously. Hannity is, I'm telling you folks, whether you like him or not politically, a really, really solid person.
Really deal. He's a good guy. I like him a lot. Yeah. You like him a lot. He's a very good guy. And he's represented this business very well. He got very smartly educated by talking to a lot of us who'd been around for a while, and he used the best information he could find and just went right for the wall, and has done a great job of building himself a fabulous career, and he deserves every bit of credit that he has gotten, even though there are a lot of people who can't stand him, they can't stand him because he's so good at being himself.
Or they don't like his position. You know, I certainly respect the rights of people to like and dislike people's positions, but I'm just talking now behind the scenes in terms of character, because I know a lot of these guys' real positions because I've seen them evolve. And I'm not going to mention names, but a lot of the most ardent supporters of Trump were against Trump, and they became supporters of Trump when their audiences
and
started
Limbaugh
to...
Limbaugh is the best example of that. Limbaugh is completely an example of that. So, speaking of hosts, you have an interesting conversation with a gentleman named Walter Sterling that we'll talk about this week's Michael Harrison interview, and we'll get to that in a matter of moments after I wish you, yet again, a happy Thanksgiving from all of us here that do this program and from the sponsors, for example, Calitrin. They have a big Thanksgiving deal going on right now. You know, you look at pictures of the people at work at Calitrin, and it's pretty obvious they all like to eat. They've all been on the reason they get hired at Calitrin is because they had weight problems, and they resolved them by using Calitrin. A very great, it's a fabulous example of somebody who really does walk the walk and talk the talk. You look at all of the men and women who work. There are pictures all over the Top Loss website of the people that work there, and they all look like, you know, they're average Americans who have had a little bit too much to eat here and there, and they decided to take it seriously, and they got on the program, and they've done themselves a world of good. And they're from all age categories as well, men and women, older, younger, you name it. But they are a microcosm of what we have going on all across our country, from Milwaukee to Des Moines, you name the city, the town, the place where people are very serious about this. I was just talking to somebody in St. Paul, Minnesota, about this very product and about how it works. Fort Lauderdale, somebody tried it for the first time this Thanksgiving. So why don't you do yourself and your family a favor? Get on board right now. Go to toploss.com. Take advantage of the Thanksgiving, the Happy Thanksgiving sale from them. It's the all-natural way to lose weight. No stimulants, no nothing in there, except all positive, really good natural elements like the proteins that are in there. There are so many different things. Listen, I can go through the list. I'm not going to because I don't have time. All I want you to do is go there. The sale at Thanksgiving qualifies. You can buy as many as you want and get twice as many. 40, you want to buy 40 months supply, you get 80 months supply. No interest monthly payment plan available now by going to toploss.com and using the checkout code, the discount code DJV, no shipping, and these fabulous deals. Buy one, get one free at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here with a people list from Talkers Magazine. The official list for the Talk Radio Countdown show includes at number 10, the new justices of the Supreme Court, all of them, new ones, well, I guess mostly the people that Trump has put into those positions. Number 9, Kamala Harris. Number 8, Cuomo and Obama. Number 7 tied for that position. Number 7 is Rudy Giuliani. Can't tie him with anybody. Number 6, all the people running for the Senate seats in Georgia. Nancy Pelosi is at 5. Mitch McConnell, the old fossil, is at 4. Michael Flynn, who got pardoned by Mr. Trump this week, number 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position. That'll flip around in a couple of months. Right now, though, he's still the president in residence. Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list. You can see them all listed there every week at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen. Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium My Pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
All right, so this week on the MH interview, you have a well-known talk personalities. Some have been involved in the talk business, management-wise and otherwise, for a long time. So what are we going to get listening to Walter Sterling with you?
You're going to hear a view of current events through the eyes of a talk show host who presents himself as a family man, a dedicated husband, and father of three girls from grade school to high school.
And
to
he is all of that. The
yes.
Kids are sweet.
He's
sweet
reinvented himself.
Sweet, sweet kids. Yeah.
Yeah, he's reinvented himself. He's been a manager for years in the radio business, one of the visionaries, and now he's on the air again. His name is Walter Sterling on the air. His name is Walter Sabo off the air. And it's a fascinating conversation. MHInterview.com.
So how is he breaking? Well, we don't have time. I was going to get out breaking new ground, but you can listen to it.
I just told you. He presents everything from the standpoint of a family man.
But yeah, yeah.
That's breaking new ground. He's not a political pundit. He's a guy who has kids.
That's it. Why not? 10 before the hour. Happy Thanksgiving to Michael Harrison here.
You
Talk
too,
Radio
everybody.
Countdown Show.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our Talk Radio Countdown Show to continue with His Eminence, Cardinal Wiseman. Stephen.
Well, I like that.
I thought you might. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is college professor at Bentley University, a man of the cloth. And few words, or at least the words that he has, are all to be measured well, because he always has great answers and great thoughts, important, pithy things regarding the law, and also his specialty, which are scams. So you've come out with a list of the 12 scams. So here we go. I am, when you sent this to me, you knew I was going to do the 12 scams of Christmas.
Of course.
Of course you knew I was going to do that. All right, so do we need to take a few of these apart each time we're together every week on the countdown, or do you want to quickly touch the most important ones?
Yeah, I think we can talk about a few each time. I think one of the biggest things is that people will be shopping so much online, in particular this holiday season. And once again, you have to know what you stick to. If it sounds too good to be true as far as the price of what you're getting, you want to stay away from it. You want to use a credit card rather than a debit card, because with that debit card, you don't get the same protection from fraudulent charges. But one of the biggest things I want to say is that you know, we always say stick with companies that you know are good, but there are a lot of phony websites posing as those companies.
It's unbelievable. And, I had to get my computer people in to my website because I'm getting scammed by so many. We've set up a separate category, a separate folder, if you will, for all the spam. That's serious stuff that's coming from people. I'm getting 4, 5, 6, 7 a day of things that I've never seen before, that I would never open, to the point where it became a real problem. I'm thinking, geez, if these guys can get my email address, then can they do something else? I don't think they can, but they're, if you're dumb enough to click on them and open them up, you're going to get into trouble, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, just getting the email is going to be okay. But if you click on those links, you're going to download all kinds of malware. And even if you think you've got the best security software, the best security software is always at least a month behind the latest strains of malware. So you just really got to be careful on that.
Yeah, very, very careful. All right, so anyway, you get a couple of the lists of on the list of 12 scams.
Yeah, I think one of the first ones is when you're looking for a good, legitimate company to deal with, be wary of trying to find them. Let's say even you're going to go basic and you want to go with a Walmart or a Target. Don't put into Google necessarily and trust it for their website, because the bad guys have actually been able to manipulate the algorithms so that when you get the high listings, it may be one of the phony ones. And some of the phony ones, you know, some of them are absurdly bad, but others are incredibly good. So what I tell people is to go to a website called whois.com, and you can type in the URL of where you think is going to be that good website, and it will tell you who actually owns that. And I've done that a few times with some websites that look good, that turned up high in a search, and they end up being owned by someone in Nigeria or North Korea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, my God. It is unbelievable how we are so vulnerable these days. So just keep that in mind as you're messing around, especially this weekend when a lot of people are online. What is Monday is, what do they call it? Cyber Monday or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Look out for that. All right. Let's get to a couple of the items that are on the countdown list, because you wear a couple of the different hats here on the countdown. The story list has a focus on the Supreme Court and its ruling on, well, I guess we would consider this post-election politics to a manner of speaking. What do we do what are you thinking with regard to this big decision this week?
Yeah, I thought it was actually quite fascinating, the decision in regard to the New York rules having restrictions on religious service.
Religious, yeah, right.
Yeah, and one of the things I found interesting was it was a 6-3, but Justice Roberts sided with the liberals on that, which was kind of interesting. This may have been it was an unsigned opinion, but it sure looked a lot like the new Justice Barrett had written it. And it was, you know, it's an interesting thing because the dissents were saying, let's leave the science and health people to make these decisions. The majority said that they thought it was just too extensive. Interesting decision.
There it is. Yep. All right, lots to think about as usual. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.